WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia right now. They are hearing from War Secretary Pete Hegseth, who told those assembled,
"The motto of my first platoon was those who long for peace must prepare for war."
Hegseth talking about a warrior ethos he once adopted at the Pentagon. President Trump's also there as a government shutdown looms. The deadline is midnight tonight. Democrats pushing for an extension of Obamacare subsidies. Republicans saying that's not a part of the funding deal. Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks from New York.
They have the ability to right now to say that we're going to keep Medicaid and the subsidies to the Affordable Care Act in place.
Hamas has yet to respond to the 20-point Gaza ceasefire plan that's gaining international support. Outer bands of Hurricane Umberto lashing Bermuda, newly formed Hurricane Imelda close behind. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the final day Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is scheduling abortion care before taking a pause because of a new federal law. The federal budget law, at the time President Donald Trump dubbed it the Big Beautiful Bill, included a provision that bans clinics that provide abortions from accepting federal Medicaid money for 1 year. The Hyde Amendment was passed in 1976. It already means federal money cannot go toward most abortions. So Planned Parenthood does not get federal money for abortion care except in really special cases. But this new law bans clinics that do perform abortions from accepting federal Medicaid dollars for any health care services for 1 year. That includes the wide variety of care Planned Parenthood provides, like cancer screenings and contraceptives and HIV treatment. Staff at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin say they serve 50,000 people across the state, and 60% of them have Medicaid. The Guttmacher Institute says if Planned Parenthood was not serving Medicaid patients, other providers would need to increase their caseloads by 144% to cover that loss in services. Planned Parenthood leaders say pausing abortion services allows them to continue providing all those other kinds of care, and they insist it's temporary. They say they're trying to figure out where to go from here, and they want to let cases against the law play out in court. Attorney General Josh Call is one of the people fighting that new law in court. He joined 21 other attorneys general who filed a motion asking a judge to temporarily block the law. Back in July, a federal judge approved an injunction basically stopping the law from going into effect. But a couple weeks ago, a federal appeals judge reversed that decision. The attorneys general argue in their lawsuit that the law is unconstitutional and singled out Planned Parenthood. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hanisch discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX. Curiosity required. Partisanship optional.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
In any other country, if federal agents fired upon journalists and protesters when unprovoked, what would we call it? If federal agents marched down busy streets, harassing civilians and demanding their papers, what would we say? I don't think we'd have any trouble calling it what it is, authoritarianism. So let's not pretend it's something else when it happens in our American cities.
Yeah.
Amen, Governor Pritzker.
Yeah.
Hi. This is the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is.
I am.
You're not Stephanie.
No, I'm not.
No,
my hair's red.
Yeah. Who are you?
I don't know anymore. No, I'm Jody Hamilton.
You're Jody on the show.
I'm Jody on the show. I'm Jody from the Politics Bar. The Politics Bar. It's 7 minutes after the hour. Okay, first, before we start anything, we have Luke Russert on today, which is super exciting. I'm going to fangirl out. It'll be fun. And then my boyfriend, Charlie Pierce.
That's right.
But yeah, okay.
Charlie Pierce is going to be calling in from the rocky coast of Maine.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yes. I told him to get some of the saltwater taffy in York Beach. It's delicious.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've never been to Maine.
Never been to Maine?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Never. No.
Yeah. Have I haven't
you?
Either.
Same.
I haven't spent much time on the East Coast.
No?
Really?
No, I toured colleges there and then was like, I don't think this is for me.
Too much winter?
Yeah, a little too cold for my liking.
Uh-huh. Especially Maine.
Yeah.
Maine is very cold.
A good friend of mine, she moved to Maine years ago. She was a Mainer for a little while, and she misses it. She goes and visits every now and then.
Downeaster is what they call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because she was from Colorado, so she's used to weather.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, but then she moved to San Francisco, and then she moved to Maine after San Francisco.
Maine has wetter snow than
Denver?
Colorado does.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. No doubt at all. But anyway, Governor Pritzker is 100% right. With what has been happening in his city and his state, and he's willing to start arresting people, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And he should.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because the ruling that you can identify people based on what they look like or their accent is just for California, by the way.
Right.
It's not a nationwide ruling that SCOTUS did.
Right.
So as far as Illinois is concerned, that doesn't cover them.
Right.
Until it goes back up there. And so it was an interesting ruling that
ICE
they did.
In Illinois seems to think it covers them, though.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do. But it doesn't.
No.
It only covers them here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was very funny that there's one delivery guy. I watched that video with the guy on the bicycle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes.
He said F Trump at ICE agents.
Yep.
And he was just a delivery guy on a bike, you know, like a DoorDash, whatever he was. And they started yelling, get him, and they started running after him.
It's not against the law to say F Trump.
Nope. Or ICE or anybody.
Not against the law at all.
He didn't throw anything.
It is covered by the First Amendment.
Yeah, he didn't throw anything at them. He didn't. He was far from them on that video. If you look at the video, he's a good, at least across the street, if not a little farther than just being across the street. And he just yelled, F ICE, dropped his bag, picked it back up, I guess, and then scooted off on his bike. And all these ICE agents went running after him and then couldn't get him because, first off, not against
the
law.
He's a bicycle messenger.
Yeah, it's not against the law.
Right.
And Brandon Johnson, he said, I'm closely monitoring the confirmed reports of federal agents on Michigan Avenue while Chicagoans and visitors are enjoying another gorgeous Sunday because it's not war torn there either.
And also September in Chicago
is beautiful.
Beautiful time of year.
Oh, it's like San Francisco in October. Yeah. It's like best kept secret in California is October, yeah. San Francisco. Chicagoans and visitors are enjoying their normal Sunday, which is beautiful this time of year, and they're being intimidated and threatened by masked federal agents flaunting automatic weapons for no apparent reason. And the mayor is correct. And Pritzker said the Trump administration and DHS officers appear to be carrying large weapons around downtown Chicago in camouflage and masks. This is not making anybody safer. It's a show of intimidation, similar to what we just heard him say. And it's just, it's wrong. Could not be more against the First Amendment chasing a guy that says F ICE, which is why when they say anti-ICE was written on that guy's bullets, nobody says that.
No.
Nobody does. They might have a t-shirt that says I am anti-ICE, but nobody says
Nobody says anti-ICE on,
No, they would not.
In a manifesto.
No, they would not. It just wouldn't be a thing.
No.
And so, I mean, that's another problem.
I'm kind of like a 22-year-old calling his car a vehicle.
Right.
It exactly.
Doesn't happen.
Absolutely course not. I mean, my vehicle.
Yeah, no.
No.
It's my car.
It would never occur to me to call my car a vehicle.
No.
It's just...
It's my car.
Yeah, or my van, or my truck, or my bike, or whatever it is I get around on. You just don't call it my vehicle.
Mm-mm.
Yes, that's very governmental.
It's law enforcement.
Yeah. So, I mean, and with the shooter in Michigan... Mm-hmm. Who passed away because he was chased by the police, correct? Yeah, he was the one that was chased by police. Yes. He apparently was a QAnon guy.
Mm. Yeah.
Of course.
Yep. And anti-vaxxer.
Of course.
Right. And, he obviously anti-Mormon.
And very much so.
And so when you hear Pam Bondi or Donald Trump say that this guy was anti-Christian, no. There are a lot of denominations of Christianity, Protestants, and stuff like that, that think that Mormonism is a cult. So, this isn't against Christianity. This is against Mormons.
Right. And apparently there was a guy that's running for office locally in the Detroit area, and he knocked on this guy's door and had a, 20-minute conversation with him that went down this Mormon rabbit hole at one point. And he didn't think that the guy was violent. Initially, and then when he saw his pictures, he's like, oh no, I know who that guy is. So he definitely was anti-Mormon for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I have friends that are Mormons.
Yeah, I do too.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Brett Henriksen.
Yeah.
He was born in Utah.
Yeah. My friend Justin Utley.
Exactly.
He's ex-Mormon.
Yeah, so is Brett at this point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just very interesting. Because Levitt said that... Kash Patel, who I don't trust as far as I could throw him, said that he doesn't like the Mormons, which is now being confirmed by other people. Mm-hmm. So I will start to believe that since others are saying it.
Yep.
But his name, I'm not going to say it because he's a murdering killer. He was seen wearing camouflage Trump 2020 campaign shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
And notice we're the only ones barely talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News isn't talking about it, are they?
No,
we can't have that. No. So it is interesting, like, if it's somebody leftist, anybody that's left of center is blamed for everything.
Yeah.
Yet if it's somebody like a QAnon guy or an anti-vaxxer or whatever, that whole movement is not blamed. Does that seem fair?
Right.
I don't think it's fair.
Mm-mm.
It seems unfair. and it's just, it... Hi. he had a Trump Pence yard sign attached to his backyard fence, and that was taken in June of this year.
Uh-huh.
Trump Pence yard sign.
So it's been up there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to do some yard cleaning.
Yeah, he needed to have
a
conveyance.
He might be a hoarder.
He could also be that. Hopefully the people that were injured will be okay. Because what he did, I mean, he attacked people that were praying, basically. Yeah. They were in church. Yeah. Just like the shooter that shot up that Christian, the Catholic school. Mm-hmm. They were praying, these people. Believe in what they believe in or not, it's irrelevant. I'm an agnostic at this point. I'm a recovering Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Recovering?
I'm a recovering Catholic. but there's still a little bit of that in my brain all the time.
Sure.
Because how you were raised.
Yeah. Catholicism is not just religious. It's also a cultural thing. Yeah.
It definitely is.
Like Judaism. You know, you can be atheist but still feel culturally Jewish.
Exactly.
Know? Same with Catholicism.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders is a perfect example of that.
Right.
He's not a practicing Jew. He is Jewish.
Right.
So those are two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like for me, I was raised a little bit Catholic and then not so much. After I was 11, not so much, didn't have to go to church anymore kind of thing. I did not have to get confirmed. I did have a communion.
Yeah.
I was baptized. In fact, when my oldest sister's daughter was born, my dad, also having been raised super Catholic, mm-hmm. he was like, are you going to baptize her? And my sister's like, why? He goes, but she could go to hell if she dies. She's like, she's a baby. What could she possibly do?
Yeah.
As a child, if she died tomorrow without being baptized. And my dad was still in his brain. He was terrified that his granddaughter would go to hell if she hadn't been baptized. Yeah. So he only made us go to communion. I think he made the first eight, I'm not sure about Jenny and Nancy, but the first eight, at least the first six, get their communion plus confirmations. I didn't have to do that, thankfully. Because that's a whole, so much more Sunday school.
Yeah, it is.
So.
I got my first communion.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then my parents were like, you can do the confirmation if you want. Thank you for giving me the choice, because I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because, I mean, my mom was not raised Catholic. My dad was. Mm-hmm. My dad's first wife had to change to be a Catholic to marry him.
Okay.
It was a whole thing for her.
Yeah.
Because my grandparents would not let them get married. They were like, nope, not happening unless she becomes a Catholic. So it was a whole thing she had to go through. So they had to full on, those beautiful pictures.
Oh, okay.
They were 19. They were little bebas when they got married. Little bebas. But yeah, so, I mean, recovering Catholic here. So this guy obviously was anti-Mormon, which sucks. But he was also a QAnon anti-vax and MAGA guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the anti-Mormon thing is bad, but I think the other stuff matters a little.
Well, yeah, and the administration is just focusing on the anti-Christian part.
Of course.
Yeah, and to make it seem like he's on the left when
he's
not.
He is totally not. He is totally not. And it is already 17 minutes after the hour on this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show. It's brought to you by Quince.
Uh-huh.
Fall is in full swing.
It is.
And it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50. Wow. I know. Washable silk tops, weight, and skirts, and perfectly tailored denim. All at prices that feel too good to be true. You know, their wool coats, they look kind of awesome.
Okay.
They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality, it's just as good, if not better. By parenting directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. Okay. It's the coats that I like.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
As much as I don't leave my house, but when I do in the winter, I like to wear you've seen my big furry coats.
Sure.
So you know how I love those. Yeah. So here it is. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Stephanie to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Help me help you.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor, no more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie, get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Shop Furlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlo.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Come together right now. All of me.
It is 23 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie and Bella with a Z. Wearing a very fashionable poncho.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I walked in, and the first thing Jody says is, "Oh my God, ponchos are back!" Yes, they are. Go get one.
I was way younger than you are when I first wore a poncho, but I'm all with the poncho. It's fun, it's comfortable, and it's lovely. Okay, Rob in Michigan. So the shooter worked at your brother's company?
Yeah, apparently he
I got a text from my sister yesterday between her. It was a copy of her son and my brother's daughter. And she said, yeah, he goes, Jake is what they knew him
right.
as. And my brother's MAGA, and the company he works for, they're full-on MAGA. I grew up with those guys, and mm-hmm. like I'd been to this place, and they had like Limbaugh on, you know,
sure.
24/7.
Of course.
And, so apparently he was really mad about the Charlie Kirk shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he was anti-Mormon as much as he was Mormons are in Utah.
Right.
And okay. so Utah oh. might have been the thing. I mean, I used to drive by that church quite often, but he apparently was hunting that morning, and then he did what he did. But his wife still works for my brother. I don't know if he was still working with him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is all through my sister.
Right.
But crazy. I mean, so he full on MAGA. I mean, mm-hmm. he was full on MAGA, and it's. I mean, there's no way getting around it.
Right.
And,
right.
But yeah, crazy.
Okay.
Also. Uh huh. Chris, I'm the fromager of the Stephanie Miller Show. We used to talk cheese all the time.
Oh, the official fromager of the Stephanie Miller Show, yes.
Oui.
That's right. And Jody, your birthday is like a week after mine. I'm the 10th of January, and I think yours is like the 17th.
Mine is the 18th, and Chris is right in the middle of us.
I'm the 13th.
Right. And I'm 67 as you, and I also lived on Maui. So
wow.
Where on Maui did you live?
I lived on the Hana side. Like,
okay.
Do you know where Wailo was?
Oh, yeah.
Like, right, mile marker 5. I lived in Hanavana, just past Wailo.
Okay, because I lived in Makawao.
Oh, I love Makawao. I mean, Casanova's.
Oh, yeah. And Komoda's Donuts? Yeah. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on, man.
Oh, my gosh. And so I worked in Paia. I used to stay with friends in Makawao because it was a little easier. I was hitchhiking, so it was easier to get down to Paia from
Definitely.
Makawao than it was from out in Hanavana.
Oh, yeah.
And but I used to go get the donuts on my way down because I usually didn't get picked up right away. But and then another sidebar is that my roommate in college was from Lockport, New York.
Wow.
You have so many connections to everybody here.
I know. That's so...
Are you wearing a poncho? Okay.
No. No, but okay, so I'm 1 degree of separation from this guy, and I think I told you I called on my daughter's 16th birthday a year and a half ago that when I was teaching, I was a teacher for a while, and one of my students was one of the kidnappers of Whitmer.
Oh, wow. Dude.
So I'm all up in it.
Yeah, you are.
Purposely. Not even purposely.
It's kind of some good and bad connections all at the same time.
Don't mind me if I stay a little bit away from you.
Yeah, I know. Well, and so when Stephanie went to Telluride like 20 years ago, I called because I lived in Telluride for a decade, and I called and told her all the places to go and get her boxed wine and go and check out restaurants and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, when I realized I wasn't going to be a student, I decided to go where the rich people vacation, and I would live there.
Yeah, and you did.
That's so smart. It's lovely to talk to you, Rob. Have a lovely day, okay?
Hey, yeah, so anyway, thank you so much. I love you guys.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, that was old school Maui talk, man. No, Komodos is still there. It's still upcountry.
I was just waiting for him to say that he lived in San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, right.
And he was wearing a poncho. He's going to put on his poncho in like 10 minutes.
Everyone put on your ponchos. Poncho Tuesday. Let's make it a thing.
Oh, I like that. Now I'm going to buy another one.
Yes.
I have to at this point. Now, that was just weird that his brother knew the shooter. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah.
Yes, and he's definitely a MAGA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there is no doubt. But they're not going to say that. When people say it's the liberal media, no. That was Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Convinced everybody of that. He started that in the late 80s, saying it's the liberal media, and it just hit.
Yeah.
And the media started to believe it of themselves, and it's never been liberal. I mean, news has a liberal tack to it because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually report on news, it might have a liberal lean to it because if you're not opining.
Right.
You're just, you know, being Walter Cronkite about it, you might sound a little liberal.
Yep.
I hope that the people that are still in the hospital, especially from that church and the other, the North Carolina shooting, mm-hmm. too, there are still people that are in the hospital from that, too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That caught the guy in the boat. in North Carolina, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's hard to, you know, too many shootings.
I know. And we have a little bit of breaking news out of Dallas. A second detainee has died after the shooting at the Dallas ICE facility. So, yeah.
Okay. All righty, then. That's fun news. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Luke Russert is coming up, and then Charlie Pierce. We'll talk at you in a little bit on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, where conversations last longer than tweets.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Last week, we reported on an attack near Camp Randall that police say was unprovoked. Well, now that attack is considered homicide. It happened Saturday the 20th at about 2 a.m. near Camp Randall. UW police said a man was targeted, but the whole thing was unprovoked. Later, authorities arrested 33-year-old Keith Jones, who police say worked with the victim. Now, UW police posted a statement saying the victim has died. They're now asking that Jones be charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Meanwhile, Madison authorities are citing fewer people for OWIs. There's been a 10% drop in OWIs compared to last year. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Still, there were more than 550 OWI cases in the first half of 2025, and nearly 50 of them involved injuries. While authorities aren't really sure what's causing that drop, data shows young people today are drinking less than their predecessors. And one of the most common reasons people call 911 is for falls. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A dramatic increase in fall-related emergency medical incidents in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports emergency medical services responded to 140,000 falls last year, an increase of nearly 10,000 fall-related calls from 2023. Falls accounted for 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. DHS encourages you to take the proper steps to reduce fall risk severity for yourself and your loved ones. The Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging provides tools and information to understand fall risk and take steps to stay independent and safe at home. Check it out at fallsfreewi.org.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free?
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
.gov.
and Leader Schumer and I are in lockstep. House Democrats, Senate Democrats are in lockstep. We're heading into the meeting to have a good faith negotiation about landing the plane in a way that avoids a government shutdown, but does not continue the Republican assault on the health care of the American people.
Well, yep, he is, yeah. The Dems are trying to do their job. It, like we said yesterday, why would you agree to something with the Republicans that when they can go and say, nope, we're not going to do that after they've agreed to something? They would be breaking a contract. It's in breach. So I say, Dems, hold steady. Please do not cave. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. They have the House and the Senate and the presidency, so why give them a break? Okay, so we've got some initial reporting on Hegseth. He's issuing new policies that will overhaul the DOD's inspector general. He says, I call it the no more walking on eggshells policy. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're over. We're doing the same with equal opportunity and military equal opportunity. No more frivolous complaints. No more anonymous complaints. Wait, what? No more repeat complaints. What? No more smearing reputations, no more endless waiting, no more legal limbo, no more sidetracking careers, no more walking on eggshells. He says he's overhauling it. He said that being racist in the military has been illegal since 1948. Sure. The same goes for sexual harassment. Both are wrong and illegal, says the guy that has been accused of that particular thing. Telling someone to shave or get a haircut or to get in shape or to fix their uniform or show up on time to work hard, that's exactly the kind of discrimination we want? What? I don't understand him. Does that make any sense?
No. No, you just lost me.
I know, I'm lost. Yeah, reading this, it's just like... So he basically said, we're doing the same with equal opportunity and military equal opportunity policies. No more frivolous complaints. Well, a complaint can be looked at frivolous once you've investigated it, sure, like anything. But then no more anonymous complaints. That's going to be bad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane, because there's a reason that people don't want to put their names out there when there's a problem.
Right.
Because they could have things back to them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then no more repeat complaints or I don't get it.
No.
I don't even get it at all. Okay. Seth, the homo of hope, how are you?
Good morning, Jody on the show, solo homo Chris, and Bella with a Z.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. So a couple of things. First of all, Maine in the fall, Maine in October, you got to go. That's when you have to go.
Okay.
It is beautiful. And then I wouldn't be that caller from Michigan. Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if we see pictures of bullet casings that say, I voted for Kamala.
yeah, I wouldn't either.
And so two other things. You know, we're leaving for Europe on Thursday, and I regret that I've never bought any, like, Stephanie Miller shirts, because I feel like I would want to wear that there. But the truth be told, that I have so many T-shirts that if I brought another T-shirt into the house without getting rid of anyone, I wouldn't need Clarence Thomas to end my marriage. My husband would. That would be enough. But what I really wanted to say is I'm a little concerned that we're not really hearing from blue state governors about gerrymandering and redistricting, because I feel like time is moving, you know, and things take time. Mm-hmm. And I get it that a lot of blue states have processes to go through, you know, because we've put in laws to make voting more equitable. Mm-hmm. And in red states, they could just willy-nilly change anything. But I'm like, I feel like it's time to start hearing from Kathy Hochul and from, you know, Wes Moore has, like, kind of put his foot in it a little bit.
I thought Hochul said something about it.
She did a while back, but I haven't, like, I just feel like it's been a little radio silent, you know, except for our state. So I would, you know, and I think, like, right now, like, Chris Van Hollen, like, his message is, like, so on point.
Yeah, I've been liking him lately.
Yeah, he's very, very good. He is. He's good. I mean,
and I think,
go on.
No, go ahead, Jody.
No, I think that, our state is doing the right thing in putting... Missouri wants to put that on the ballot, too, because their legislature just redrew the maps, and now...
The governor just signed it in Missouri.
But there's a ballot initiative that the citizens are trying to pass to override that. So good for the Missouri citizens. And, honey, I got to let you go because somebody much more important than both of us is going to be on soon, and... his name is Luke Russert. Luke Russert is on his way in, hopefully. I look forward to that. He is going to be hosting, just so y'all know, the MSNBC Live 25. This is Who We Are event this coming Saturday, October 11th in Manhattan.
Yep.
And if you don't know who his dad was Tim Russert. And he has had big shoes to fill, and he's filled them beautifully. And I am looking forward to chatting with him because he is just an amazing reporter. And I'm looking forward to watching this event that he's about to host. So as soon as he gets on, we will get him on here. So with regard to the gerrymandering, like I was saying, here it goes. Yeah. Yeah, the new maps have been signed into law, but... opponents are pursuing a referendum petition, much like we can do in California, that would force a statewide vote on the new map, which seems fairer. Let the people vote if they want to do that. I was on Nextdoor, which is a pit of hell. And people were complaining about us redistricting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait, hold on. Hold the phone, kids. We're voting on it. It's not like our legislature is doing it without our consent. We are voting on this. And if the overwhelming majority says, no, we like the citizens, you know, the nonpartisan districting of our state, great. And also, it only counts for this upcoming election. It doesn't count after that. We're going back to the nonpartisan way that we district our state. So, I mean, I know Arnold Schwarzenegger was a big proponent of what we do currently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I agree with that. That was a good thing that he did.
Absolutely.
It was a great thing. And he's against the redistricting now, but I don't think he's thinking properly at this point. I understand his angst against us doing this.
I absolutely do too. And if this were a normal year,
exactly,
then you know, I would be against this redistricting effort too. But it's not a normal year.
No, it is not.
And California is the only state that is putting this up to a vote of the people
so far. I mean, Missouri might, so hopefully,
right.
But it's just, and the district they're getting rid of in Missouri is Emmanuel Cleaver's district, who was the first Kansas City's first black mayor.
Yeah.
And so they're basically redistricting him out of his seat,
right?
Which is insane to me that I mean, I have words in my head that I'm not allowed to say if y'all want to keep your license.
Thank you, Jody.
I know. I don't want you to have to dive either. Oh, look what Fox did. They acknowledged that, right, that beef prices are rising due to tariffs.
Yep, they did.
Fox News, good for them. This reporter said, take a look at this for ground beef. Now, I don't eat that, so I literally have no skin in the game on this one. But they're 14% up over year. That's high. 14% since last year?
Yeah.
That's an insane. Ground beef is 14%. Steaks are 17%? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Mike Martz, he has a farm in Maple Park, Illinois, with 3,000 cattle. And Martz said, it's important because some of the price drop we've seen on the grain side came from the tariffs, and we're seeing input costs higher because it came from the tariffs. The crops are going to lose money, so hopefully we can average that together, but we need some support. I mean, literally 17% on steak?
Yeah.
That's a tip on a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean... Wow, I'm glad I don't eat meat anymore. I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I don't eat steak either.
Okay, so it is 43 minutes after the hour. We have Luke Russert coming up.
Yep, he's coming up in about 5 minutes.
Yay! Yep. And this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Zippo.
Uh-huh.
Did you know what the three pillars of good health are, Chris? They are great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Zippa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zipa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now until the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zipa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text the word PINK to 511-511. That visit Zypppah.com and use code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
You are a brainwashed far-left loon who'll use any excuse to disparage those with whom you disagree.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie. Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school, because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller. I think you're crazy.
It is 49 minutes after the hour. We are waiting for Mr. Russert to give us a shout. I know he's very busy promoting the show that he's doing on the 11th, so we are hopeful that he will make it on today. In the meantime, IKEA is warning about higher prices due to tariffs.
No!
Yes. My entire apartment is from IKEA.
My entire house is from IKEA. My roommates and I only shop there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, look who's on. We have him.
Hey, Luke Russert.
Hey, Mr. Russert. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're well. How are you, sir?
Not bad. Think we had some tech issues that we're through now.
All right.
Yay.
Tin can and string ready to go.
Yay, thank you so much for being on. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Big, big, huge fan. I'm going to fangirl out on you for a little bit. You're amazing. You had big shoes to fill, and you were doing it beautifully, sir. So you're hosting MSNBC Live 25. Tell us more about it. It's October 11th, correct?
October 11th at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City, and we're very thrilled to do this. Last year, we had our first viewer-centric event, our sort of MSNBC Fan Fest, which is a wonderful time, Democracy 2024. A few thousand people came through in Brooklyn to see our hosts and journalists, and we're doing it again this year, and it's bigger and better than ever before. Every MSNBC personality you would want to see, obviously you got Rachel and Lawrence, and Jen and Ari, and Joe and Mika, and Steph Rule and Chris Hayes, and Simone and Michael Steele, and many more. But basically what we've discovered is that MSNBC viewers are very engaged and they're very loyal. And one of the things we like to try to provide, especially in these times where it seems folks on the other side are under assault, is to have the ability to come together and be around some like-minded people and talk through issues and talk about what's happening now and where there is hope for the future and the strength of gathering together and being as one. And so we're excited to do it again this year. And we have people from all around the country that come out to this. You know, last year when we did it for the first time, we thought, oh, this will be kind of Northeast centric.
Right.
People wanted this train there. We had almost all 50 states and a few people out from Europe who crossed the pond to come see it. So the reach is very far.
That's nice. I wish I could go. I really do. So you are very fancy, by the way. You're an Emmy award-winning journalist.
That's right. Yeah.
You're super fancy. And you've been doing this, basically, you were raised in this, weren't you, with your dad and everything?
Yeah, I was raised, you know, my mom is also a very accomplished journalist, Maureen North, who's a Vanity Fair fan.
Absolutely.
So it was kind of, and I'm an only child, so I was raised in a very journo-heavy family.
Sure,
I bet.
And yeah, I did it for a number of years, and I left actually in my 30s and did some world traveling to sort of take measure of my own life and see where I wanted to go. And now I'm back in it in this way, which is more concentrated on the live events. One of the things I did, I wrote a memoir called Look For Me There.
Yeah.
I had a very long book tour. And I very much enjoyed being able to connect with people in person on the book tour. And I think, you know, we live in this social media heavy world, which has a lot of positives, but there's a lot of negatives too. And one of the negatives is that people kind of just flat out maybe say things that aren't necessarily something they would say in person.
Right.
Or connections are kind of muffled because it's a short 140 character, you know, connection.
Right.
But when you can actually go out and talk to people and have meaningful conversations, it's greatly beneficial. So that's something I've learned, and my parents are all about that too. You know, shaking people's hands and looking them in the eye, and we're trying to continue that forward.
Well, I just think that what you do is amazing, and I, like I said, I'm such a fan. I really, really am. Your book was called Look For Me There, and you also won the Marilyn Fitzwater Award for Leadership in Public Communication. That's
cool.
Kind of awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was back in the day, and that was, you know, talk about how times have changed. You know, Marilyn Fitzwater, who was the press secretary during those Reagan and Bush years, you had an institute in New Hampshire, just a gem of the earth, wonderful guy, and constantly, you know, trying to find a good, wholesome political communicator, is what he used to say. And I think that kind of speaks back to a different era of when people were, agreeing without being disagreeable. And
yeah.
Sadly, I don't think we have that as much anymore. But, that's sort of something which we try to do at the Art MSNBC Live events is we obviously have a lot of hosts and journalists and folks who report on these issues and certainly have opinions about them and can explain them, but we try to do it in a way that's civil, and not just throwing bombs and throwing red meat. We really try and have a worthwhile conversation.
Well, I mean, speaking of the news, I assume you're paying attention to it a little bit, like a skosh.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Just a skosh. I mean, we're talking about tariffs. We're talking about the Michigan shooter. We're talking about the North Carolina shooter. We're talking about bailouts. We're talking about all sorts of things. Okay, we live in California. We're trying to do a new redistricting thing, which some people are against. What are your feelings on California doing it versus Texas or Missouri or other states that are doing it without the voters?
I think, one, it's very much, my mom's from California. I've been in San Francisco for about 2 years, so I know the prop world very well.
Right?
So it's very California to put something up for prop.
Yes, it is.
I also think, though, it sort of speaks to the difference in how Democrats and Republicans kind of go through these things. It's the Republicans are very aggressive and very to the point and don't leave much to chance. Whereas Democrats a lot of times believe in, well, we actually should put this up to a vote. We can't just take, complete charge. I think Gavin's done a very good job of, interestingly enough, my mom went to Cal and I went to Boston College. So we watched the Cal-BC game this last weekend and it was on the ACC network. So we got a lot of the ads for it.
Sure.
Right.
And so I got to see a lot of them. I think Gavin's actually done a good job of framing this about how what they're doing is completely unfair.
Mm-hmm.
We need to respond. We like your high-minded, faculty lounge ideas. Those are great, but now we got to get down and fight. Oh, and by the way, just to show you that we are still civically minded, we're going to put this to a vote for you, but, you should support it. So I think that's it's a pretty good strategy. If you look at the polls, it seems to be working.
I think so, too.
But it's absolutely something that you have to see for free and fair elections to happen. I mean, I think if you look overall, it's a very strong energy within this administration. I'm not saying it's everybody, but I think there's a very strong energy within this administration that we need to do everything possible to stay in power, obliterate norms, use the most narrow interpretations of the law, knowing that we have a backdrop of a Supreme Court that so far has shown it is very friendly to whatever comes through their chambers.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, did you see that awful AI video that Donald posted?
Oh, it was awful, yes, with Hakeem Jeffries.
I mean, look,
it's just another one of those things where, I mean, guys, if that had happened, let's say 2014, if that had someone had done that, their political career is over forever.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely.
And I think it just speaks to how it just speaks to where we are as a society, where that can come forward and it's hardly a blip on anybody's radar. And, it's reflected in the polling. There seems to be about 40% of the country, which it doesn't matter. It's like whatever is out there, it's sort of, everything's an existential crisis.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that, we certainly talk about at MSNBC is how do you get to a place where you can see a video like that and that should resonate as, wow, that's terrible. Let's go aside from the blatant racism in it.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's like, there's going to be a few people that, not a few, probably a lot of people that see that and go, that's real, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, your grandma and grandpa who,
don't know.
They don't know AI.
Exactly.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Or it might be kind of fake. I don't know how.
I know. Right? Exactly. Well, Mr. Russert, we are hitting at the top of the hour. Thank you so very much for being on the show. October 11th, MSNBC's 25th Live.
Yep, at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
In Manhattan.
MSNBC Live 25 at Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. Please come. Our tickets are on sale on our MSNBC website. There's two sessions, an afternoon or evening. So whatever you want, we can provide.
Awesome.
Thank you so
connecting dots, not just talking points. WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by the executive director of Block, Angela Lang. We discuss the current state of the gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of military officials just summoned to Virginia to hear Secretary of War Pete Hegseth tell them that new directives for troops will include male-only standards for physical fitness and an end to so-called woke culture in the military.
Today, at my direction, we are also adding a combat field test for combat arms units that must be executable in any environment at any time and with combat equipment.
Hegseth says he is also loosening disciplinary rules and weakening the precautions on hazing, saying the era of political correctness in the military is over. Federal government appears to be on the road to shut down. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight is the deadline. There's no response yet from Hamas on the 20-point ceasefire proposal put forth by President Trump yesterday. Gaza today, another 42 Palestinians were killed. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. This is ABC News.